First of all, this is the week for the second in pew appeal for Catholic Charities. Rather than go into that, because this is the feast of the Corpus Christi, there are pledge envelopes at the vestibule, so you can fill them out and drop them in the collection in the next week. Tomorrow, and I see most of you, I think, have remembered this because there's a lot of you who usually are here on Saturday evening. Tomorrow, Father Chuck will celebrate the 8:30 Mass, and also will celebrate and preach at the 11 o'clock Mass, and there will be a brunch served after both Masses tomorrow in St. Joseph Hall. Be a great opportunity for us to thank him, to give thanks to God for his ordination, and to thank him for his service to us here as deacon. A fellow was staying at a pretty high-class hotel for several days, and he went down to breakfast one day and said, "Now I want two fried eggs, one of them almost raw, the other cooked to death. I also want 3 pieces of bacon, barely warm, not cooked. I want 2 slices of toast burned black and with butter that's frozen. And I also want orange juice that's 3/4 full with pulp and seeds. And finally, I want coffee that's lukewarm, very weak, and sour milk to put in it." And the waiter says, "Sir, we can't possibly do that." The fellow says, "Why not? That's what you did yesterday, and I didn't even ask for it." Today's feast is about food, and that's a good thing. Food is something we need. It's important, though, that we eat to live rather than live to eat. Today's feast is about food that gives us life. Not just life here, but that is for eternal life. In the first reading, Moses explains the manna, that after leading the people out of Egypt through signs and wonders, parting the sea, he allows the people to grow hungry, that they might know each day his love for them as he provides food for them, a new kind of food, bread from heaven. And so he does this so they will come into a proper relationship with him. They will be faithful to obeying his laws, to living the covenant relationship he calls them to. And God provides that even when they are not faithful, because he is always faithful. God still provides for his people, all of us and each of us, because we are that people. In the second reading, St. Paul tells the Corinthians and us about the Eucharist, that this is not ordinary food. It is a sharing in Jesus' own life and makes us who we are to be, to live and to eat the flesh and the drink of blood of Jesus himself. And in the gospel, Jesus affirms what the church has taught and believed from the very beginning, and that no Christian disbelieved it until the 1500s. And the church continues to proclaim that the bread that we receive is Jesus' flesh and blood. And we are called to understand. When the people say, "How can you give us your flesh to eat?" Jesus doesn't say, "Well, you don't understand." No, he doubles down and says, "Unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, you do not have life within you." It's hard to understand. Jesus provides for us something that is new. He gives us his flesh and blood under the form of bread and wine because he knows it would be too hard for us to eat flesh and drink blood. But what we receive when we receive the Eucharist is Jesus' body and blood. No question, absolutely. Whether we receive the tiniest fragment of the host or the tiniest drop of the blood, of the precious blood, we receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He gives himself to us in this sacrament. It's the most important thing. It's a mystery. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any more sense than the Trinity that we proclaimed last week. But it still is true. What we receive under the form of bread and wine is Jesus himself. If we don't receive, we're in trouble. How can bread and wine become Jesus' body and blood? By the will of Jesus, by the work of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and by the work and by the hands and the words of the priest, bread and wine become something else. They still look the same and taste the same, but they become Jesus himself. Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let us reflect upon that mystery, not just today, but often. And when we come to receive today in particular, let us be particularly mindful of what we do. Don't just come to communion as if, well, it's something I always do, but come with special reverence and devotion to understand what we are doing. We are eating and drinking Jesus' own flesh and blood to give us life. Let us rejoice in the Lord who gives us this bread and wine that are his own body and blood. Let us understand that he gives us to us for this life. It'll help in this life, but also more importantly, it's for eternal life. Let us rejoice in the Lord, and let us ask him for greater devotion day by day for this great gift of the Eucharist, in which he gives himself nothing less than his whole self. Now, today we have something a little bit special. We have purchased new cups for the distribution of Holy Communion under the form of wine. And so we ask those who are going to bring up the two chalices to bring them up now, and we'll have them blessed.